Don't know exactly how this is gonna go with that. It's good. Hallelujah. All right, I see a couple people getting in. Peace, peace, climb on in. Look at y'all, y'all something else, man. They, people don't act right, you know what I mean? Some videos that used to get watched a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
Can't say
that.
Uh-uh. No, you don't really need climb on in. Climb on in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mother Melissa. Bless you, Mother. Hallelujah. And I know you heard that good word today from Shepherd. I heard it. Yes. Just from now on, I'm just healed of everything. You know, y'all
understand? Name Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
I mean, just gone and be healed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes sense. Just gone and be healed of everything.
Yes.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Right. So really, we don't have a message. We don't have slides and all that. The brothers are getting ready to do a little more fellowshipping down here at Straightway, Missouri. You know, we holding off for a little while. Just hold off till midnight hour when we come walking up like the Jesus mob. You know what I mean? Just hold off. Just hold tight. Coming, right?
Yeah.
It's brewing. I've been hearing me say it, you know. But you know, I knew stuff was getting was already starting. We just gotta wait the storm out. Cause I mean, for a while we couldn't even go live. We couldn't even put the video together because they like the voice wouldn't even match up on the video. I'm like, fine. Yep. You know what? I know you.
That's it.
Yes. And I trust in my Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
So we down here just really reflecting on the word today that you heard Pastor Dow preach. And I am coming behind that word just to share some sentiments on the fact that, you know, to hear Shepherd say that, you know, even in his mind, he had to even grow and identify that the word that we was healed 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
So that's profound.
Yes, sir.
She's already amazing. And that's what was so powerful about it. The healing has already been made available.
That's it. Yeah.
For you. All right. The healing has already been set in place for you to walk in. That's why a lot of times you just get up and start going in.
That's it.
You know, and I know that's where we've been in the past. We've been there before, and it's like you try to get, you know, people to understand that, and me more than anything about where we are right now is that it's extremely important to know them that labor among you, because as we've seen in our congregation, it's been many people that have come in and they have stolen your testimony. You know, a lot of people have grown faint.
Yes, sir.
When the word says faint not,
right.
Grown faint because of things that have happened to you along the way.
Yes, sir.
Be it people, be it yourself. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And all you got to do is listen to what's being said to you. You know, and that's what I took away for the most part. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, if the road been so long. Jesus. It's been a long road, ain't it, D? Good Lord. But, you know, I can tell you this. Truly what's in my heart is number one. You know, I got a sign back up there where we, you know, where we are staying currently right now until we complete all the move. I got a sign, a sticky note that says, I love my shepherd. All right. And I ain't talking about Jesus, because I love Jesus. I'm talking about I love Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You know, and you know why? Because when you look up, you can count on a brother like that, that you ain't gonna change.
Yeah, that's right.
You ain't gonna go back on the word.
Nope.
You ain't gonna not hold Israel to a standard to be reached and achieved if you would just only go forward in what's being set forward.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what's being set forth in front of you. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that's what I can look at, you know, along my journey, is that no matter what has come, you know, and this is what you need to figure for yourself, is that if you yourselves are not going to continue on, that don't mean that the people in front of you are going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yep. Think about that. Think about what I just said. If you're going to stop, that don't mean that the people in front of you are not going to keep going. So I can put that all kind of ways. It's still going to be the same. The results are still going to be the same because I know I'm not going to stop.
That's it.
You know, and I look at just the favor and the blessing of knowing what was sown in my spirit a long time ago. You know, I knew that, you know, yeah, I'm trusting you that no matter how it look, you know, because see, the thing in still trusting in y'all, despite of how it look, the thing about that is that you, one, you still growing in the flesh that you in. Everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? All of them still growing in the flesh that you in. And that's the thing that will get you. And the thing that I understood up front first, you can't get comfortable.
Yes.
You can't get comfortable being an Israelite.
Come on.
Because that ain't where it start and that ain't where it stop.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It don't start with being an Israelite, and it don't stop with being an Israelite. See, the thing is, and I don't know, what do we call Adam? Do we call Adam an Israelite? See what I mean? We don't. So it's Adam was in the place, walking in the cool of the day. With Yahweh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You knew Yahweh. He walked with him every day.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But us, we had to come to know Yah.
Yes.
And when you come to know him, not all the time do you find that your flesh isn't perfect when you come to know him. And even in this whole walk, this is why I said what I said. You're constantly being perfected.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And whether you're in your youth or whether you're in your mature days of your life, you're still being perfected. And what I found most important, because, you know, it's like I asked myself a recent, why do people truly depart from where a true word of life is helping you be established as a saint and as one called out into the set apart assembly? Why do people depart from that? You know, and I look at where people at, and I can lay it right next to the book. You know, especially in Numbers, you can lay it out. People was so used to being in Egypt that their gripe was against Moshe, because Moshe, all Moshe was doing was setting a standard for Israel to start to achieve.
That's right.
And I'm thinking about this as I look at each and every one of you all that's here. And if I ask myself the question again, are these people ready for land? You know, see, that being ready for land is a statement. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Being ready for land is a statement, but being ready for what Yah is doing is more than a statement. You know, it's more than, you know, focusing on an aspect on being on the land. This is why I say that. Yah is preparing people in the earth, in these four corners, for the great and terrible day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Of Yah. That day is coming just as a woman who in her, watch this, in her 10th month will travail. Uh-oh.
Yep.
I said something that don't sound right, but that ain't my fault it don't sound right. Check it out. I mean, check it out. But so is the day of Yahweh coming. So we are preparing for that, living on land, going into the wilderness of Egypt, living on land, going into the wilderness of Egypt requires the same thing. Requires you to go off from your old self and your old ways.
Come on.
And draw nearer unto Yah.
Yes. Yes.
And then what happens is you find out that the commandments, the word of Yah, the truth, gets dropped in the midst of that. And now you have something to guide you while all of these people are coming and being in a more set apart way of living, a more renewed mindset.
Yes.
Getting rid of all of these things that previously bound you. Because I look, you think about it all day long. I look at people all day long and I look and see what gets your attention. Because y'all ain't getting your attention 24/7.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, he's not requiring that you give him your attention 24/7. He just wants you to keep him in mind.
That's right.
All the day long.
Come on.
See,
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And people, and that's where people fail. That's where you won't have time to do it when you find yourself being distracted by the amount of things that's sent to distract the people that really should be making a change in this earth.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what I'm reflecting on, and I'm gonna, you know, just go back, you know, a bit here. I'm just reflecting on that when we got started in 2010, man, me and my house at the time, it was probably myself, Sister Gabby, DeMori, Gabe, and she was pregnant with me in 2010. Am I right? Yeah. I was born in 2011. Am I right? Okay. DeMoy was 07. Gabe was 09. Am I right? Yes. No, well, wait a minute. Come on, help me out. Well, all right, help me out. That's right. Boy, hey, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Yeah, look up, they just be more of them running around. I'm like, damn. There's some more of them. I mean, but no, there'll be some more of them running around, Carl. You feel me? Really, my job easy, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just running around, you know. Catch them when they run around the house, sit them on the lap. Had to talk, but but I know what I heard. I know what I found, and I pray because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to be misled by nobody. Me, Pastor Dow, none of the elders, none of the teachers. You don't want to be misled by nobody. So I pray that always that my spirit and my speech be upright.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So that it delivers what it's supposed to deliver to the people continually.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to get sideways and get out of pocket because you're feeling like you have arrived and you have achieved some certain type of thing. So, I'm not going to make this long because we're not about to have a service today, but I'm just reflecting on the fact that, you know, when we came, we were already on a journey. Been started. I have seriously watched y'all meet markers in my life. Nothing I said, it was things that y'all dropped in the spirit. And fortunately, a lot of brothers and sisters that have come, I have let them know that what y'all had dropped on my spirit about what he was doing and what was to be set out in front of us so that we can align ourselves properly and do what's right in the sight of Yah and watch him bring things to fruition. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that to you all as Straightway KC. A lot of things, have y'all not seen them very things come to pass? Have
you? Yes, sir.
See what I mean? And it's no arm twisting. Mm. It's no arm twisting. And that's what people don't realize. And this is what I know about people. You know, Pastor said today, if you would just live spiritual, if you would only just live spiritual, and that's what people don't do. We have this great ability to live fleshly and no ability to live spiritual at all.
Come on.
This is why you can't really go to the heights and the levels that you should with Yah working in you, working with you. And even myself, you know, even as I look, you know, where I'm at and what I'm trying to do, you know, is Yah requires us to trust him even more and more. Yes, just because you trust him yesterday don't mean that it ain't going to be required you to trust him even more the next day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I can tell you this, you know, I can truly say I've had faith enough to see a lot of things come to pass. Mm-hmm. But this by far, this whole season here was just like it was a movie. Because I'm like, number one, I got all these people with me and all I'm trying to do is serve y'all.
Yeah.
And I can't control whether or not Deacon or Josh or Carl, whether you want to serve y'all at the level I want to serve, man.
Very true.
Yeah. But then you got your own war too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, I'm looking at it. Yeah. I mean, how many times we had to carry this gap around the house today? I mean, this week has been
none.
Week.
None. Praise y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, in this short reflection on trusting in Yah is to really, one, I want to send you back to that message. I'm going to keep sending you back to that resounding word when Shepherd said you was already healed 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Yes, sir.
You already was an overcomer.
Oh, yes! Come on! Yep.
He said you already overcame. He overcame all the stuff for you. So it's like, you already are overcomer.
Already!
See, and that's what I be saying. The plainness in calling the name of Jesus. This is why Hebrew Israelites and a lot of people who are so laced in, you know, knowledge. You know what I mean? You're not gonna make it. You don't have, you're not gonna be able to reflect on what you should. And this is one of my first, you know, and this just, you know, back in the day, when the Most High first started opening up my eyes in the Word, you know, this was some of the first scriptures I was always drop on people, you know, when they used to come. To come to fellowship, because I knew this to be true, because we start seeing things back then on what Yah was to us and what Jesus was. You know, when you go plainly and you see Yah work at that level, what more than when you really know that you are his people? What more then is he really gonna work? And that's where I'm at, because I'm like, I want my relationship to be on a, you know, like he did with Moshe. You told Moshe your name. You said before his fathers didn't know his name.
Yes, sir.
But I'm making my name known to you.
Yes, sir.
It's like we was talking last night. When you on a first name basis with somebody, you on another level. So we are in that capacity with the Most High Yah, then we got to really ask ourselves, are we seeing, are we getting, are we achieving what Israel should be achieving in the earth at this time? All right?
Yes, sir.
So watch this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting in verse 17. Y'all should remember a lot of these passages.
Yes, sir.
That I've said these to you because that's what I believe. So watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. It says, "For this reason I sent you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in Yah." Now, first of all, I know people have a problem with that. Like, what do you mean I'm his child? That's how people act, you know what I mean? We can't get on that true family relationship in this because we got so much semantics going on.
That's right.
Right? But he says, "To remind you of my ways in Christ Jesus, as I teach them everywhere in every church. But some of you, thinking that I am not coming to you, have become arrogant." Now, this is out of the New Revised Standard Version. Now, I like that word. But the other one says some of you have become what? Puffed up. I like that one too.
Yes, sir.
So some of y'all have become puffed up. Bless y'all. Y'all just coming on and just making it in. Glad to have you. But anyway, it says, "But I will come to you soon. Now I'm coming. It's only one reason why I'm coming. Yeah. If Yahweh wills, and I will find out. See this?
Yes, sir.
This is what blew me away a long time ago. Yeah. I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people,
come on,
but their power. Yeah.
That's it.
You see that?
Yep.
You see?
See?
And so from there, man, that's why I'm able to look and see and decipher and not get tangled up,
yep,
and become ensnared with all of these people that got fringes on in, yes, this sir, day. It's a lot of fringes. There are a lot of fringes out there, I'm telling you.
Yep.
All sorts and kinds. And people will look you up and down because you don't have fringes on. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Brother Elliot. Well, look what he says. For the kingdom, now you see this?
Come on.
But see, he misses how plain this is. See, this is what I mean by switching over. Something as simple as this in Corinthians, people ain't made the transition right here in this passage right here. It says, for the kingdom of Yah depends not on talk.
That's right.
But knows what words in it depend.
Yes, sir.
It depends not on talk, but on power.
That's right.
See, it's not in word, it's in power.
Yes.
So if you're in the kingdom of Yah, that's where you want to be. See, this is now, this is where you got to transition to as a people. You got to transition out of your carnal self. You got to transition out of this carnal state. This is what Yah was doing when he was taking him out of Egypt. I'm transitioning you out of all these carnal needs and things that you don't know.
Yep.
And I'm transitioning you into a place where now you should know me, because I brought you out of Egypt with a strong right hand and an outstretched arm.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And that's him talking about, I brought you out by power.
Yes, he did.
So everything that you're going to experience, even if they come out after you, even now, and everything that's going to happen to you from going forth, I am with you. Even I have a pillar of cloud. Ooh,
come on.
That is hovering over you so that you don't burn up.
That's right.
That's keeping you covered during the day.
Yes, sir.
And a pillar of fire to be a light and a heat,
yes,
a warming, to cover your needs at night.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't no light in the wilderness. I'm your light.
That's right.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
So the whole thing about trusting in Yah is this, saints. You know, and I'm gonna flip back because I wanted to bring something up with a conversation I was having with a brother the other day about just that very thing about power. But when we look and see what Yah has done from the inception of the Hebraic people, you know, who were enslaved in Egypt, and we look at what is going to be the transition from this evil that we are seeing, it's all going to be by power.
Yes, sir.
So now when you go back to what Pastor Dow said, Pastor Dow said, what, you know, it's the other thing I've seen in the book that I was like, why? He said, the kingdom of Yah is at hand.
Yes.
And I'm like, when I first read that, I'm like, wow, that's at hand. The kingdom of Yah is at hand, because that's not like no other kingdom.
That's right.
Because if you abide by what we just read, it ain't by word.
That's right. Power.
It's by power. And that's what manifested that there is a kingdom of Yah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you can wait it out. You remember being up there, Crystal, don't you? And Gabby legs hurting, and we up there praying, and right? You praying? Probably. I was all prayed out. I prayed, stretched out over the bed, because I'm just like, we night after night. I'm like, man. In my mind, I know you're gonna be healed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There it is.
So I'm not gonna wrestle with Satan. If you want me to wrestle with you with belief and unbelief, I'm not gonna wrestle with you with that.
No need.
And make myself tired. My body is tired because we've been up night after night. And I know you wanna wear me out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I know you wanna wear me out. But if you just believe, you just believe. And it's just as simple, like Pastor said, it ain't you. If you take all the way, watch this. If we wrote the name of Yahshua right there, how heavy is that on you? But no, how is it going to cause you to bend over your seat right now?
No, sir.
Not at all. You ain't going to bend over at all. That's how much weight you got to carry when you praying for people. And you declaring that they be healed in Jesus' name.
I see.
You ain't bearing the weight.
No.
And I don't think if we write in chalk up here on the wall, I don't think it's gonna bear no weight on the wall. The wall ain't gonna fall, is it?
No, sir.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just the name itself gonna bear all.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
Name of Jesus.
It's gonna bear whatever condition. It's gonna bear all the situation.
Yes, sir.
The guy that we saw on the side of the highway, I gave him a testimony. I said, let me tell you something. I said, one reason why I pulled over, because you was over here looking like you ain't know what was going to happen. But when I was in your situation, the difference between me and you sitting down on the side of the road, that little tire shaking your head. But me and my wife was pulled over a long time ago. We were standing on top of that Camry on the roof. On the side of the highway, what? Standing up with our hands to the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know you're going to get us off this highway. Hallelujah. I know we ain't stuck. I know y'all good.
Yes, sir.
Man, today I had all kind of moments where I was just welling up and busting over.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yes.
You know, man, it's like I told. I gotta find that song, man. We're gonna learn it. But that song that says, the journey is long, but I need your strength. How it go? Come and fill me. We're gonna learn that song cold, boy. Yeah, fill up my lungs with air. Yeah, and my heart with prayer, and my mouth with praise. Yeah. Oh yeah, that song is something else. We're gonna learn that, bro. Cause I mean, I've been on that song it just hit me one day. I was upstairs. I'm like, man. He said the journey is long. I said, boy.
Yeah.
Father, long as you can trust, longer than the journey.
Yeah.
You gonna make it.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Sir.
If you can trust longer than the journey, you're going to make it. And that's what I want us to understand, man. You know, and it's like some people get that those who know Yah, you're not hampered or you're not controlled by no condition in this earth.
Come on, Pastor.
See what I'm saying?
Come on.
You know, when we was reading a little bit of what we're going to get back into next week, when we go back to our message about defeating the enemy with wisdom, part two, when we get back there, I'm showing you.
Yes, sir.
But I was reading the fourth Maccabee, I mean the first Maccabees, chapter 9, and I showed you what Judas said. Mm-hmm. No, even if we die.
That's right.
That's right.
Even when you seen all the people leaving you and people hearts got faint.
Yeah. Yep.
We ain't gonna go. We ain't dying without honor.
Come on.
Because we know who we are.
See? Oh yeah.
We are.
Yep.
Right. When When you're the children of the Most High, man, do not allow people to steal that knowing from you. Don't allow people to steal it. That's where I've been lately.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, like, no, I'm listen, this is what I'm saying, bro, Kevin. I belong to Yah.
That's it.
Yah, all of this is in his hand.
Oh, yes.
It's
yes,
all, everything that's going on is in his hand.
Yes, sir.
And see what you, and then that's why I say I love Pastor, because Pastor, what he has done is allowed you to not squander that, to show you that now you got to do your part.
Yes, sir.
Regardless. You see what I mean? Yeah. You just go forward and start getting yourself ready as our people should.
Yes, sir.
Because we not, we don't, we just go out, what, we just get bags and just go out and start walking. Where are we going? See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, you did that yourself.
Right.
But Yah has given us enough wisdom to show that if there is no need to dwell among and with the heathen, because it ain't going to get better.
No.
And all he's going to do is put a strain on you, because you are, some of us are already weak-minded.
Very true.
You know, some of us are already weak-minded. And in order to be where you need to be, just the other thing that the shepherd said, you're going to have to put that time in with y'all.
Yes, sir.
So that you don't be so weak.
That's it.
Did y'all get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Did y'all hear him make reference to that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so this is what I'm saying. So that's why I'm referring to, that's what the purpose of going to the wilderness was for Israel. He wants you to spend, I want to take all this stuff away and let you know you don't need, all you need
see,
is me.
That's it.
Be,
oh, yeah.
He's stepping in me. But I'm telling you, see, because this is another separator. That's what's going to separate a lot of people going forward. You don't know how to let go of your things. You don't know how to let go of things. Y'all hear me? You don't know how to position yourself in such a way that the Most High Yah truly can impart in you and continue. So don't you know every time you see the healing hand of Yah, every time you see miracle, what happens? You get strength.
Yes, sir.
Don't you?
Yes, sir.
And that's what the word talking about. Once you're strengthened, go and do what?
Strengthen your brother.
See, because now once you come from being feeble and weak, you've seen Yah,
oh, yeah,
just take you through storm after storm. Once you've seen him heal you over and over, you've seen him just be there every time you ask.
Yes.
See, that's what I can say. That's what I can say about myself. I cannot say, I cannot physically sit here today on this Sabbath and stand up and say, there was a time Yah didn't show up. Think about that. Oh, you ain't hearing me. You ain't hearing me. It's something about that.
It is.
It's something about that. If I can't say, y'all, well, there was a time y'all ain't showed up.
It's not him.
That ain't him.
It's
not him. But something y'all hadn't worked yet, is he working it?
Come on.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. So, wanted to tell y'all, man, you know, I'm busting at the seams. You hear me? But, you know, here at this community, Straightway, man, we are, you know, it's a lot of things. We've been really, really hammering away. Yeah, that's all, you know, when you don't have land, all you do is hammer away. You know what I mean? And hammer away, keep hammering away, because that's all you got to hammer on. You know what I mean? So a lot of it is, you know, I'm thankful because what it allowed us to do to get to know one another, allowed us to know who's trusting in Yah, who ain't. You know, and I say it a lot of times to the saints here, we've been through a bunch. But some of you all ain't been through nothing. You're going to go through something before your hand hit that promised land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And that's what's been going on. And so when the smoke cleared, you know, it ain't 70.
Hey,
you know what I mean? It ain't 80.
Come on.
Y'all see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I said, y'all remember me saying it? I said, look around.
Yep.
All the people looking around smiling, wasn't it?
Yep.
I can still see sisters' faces, brothers. It was down there 1 a.m. Uh-huh. I did Oprah rebuke me, remember?
Yes, sir.
Folks looking around like, damn, I can see it on some people. They're going to be gone. And they ain't here.
Yep.
And some of you all was very weak at that season. But you was way strong. You strengthened.
Oh, yeah!
Yes. You know, we get a chance to, because this is what my desire is, that I lay my life down.
That's it.
Doing what my shepherd doing.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Preparing the place for the people.
Yes, sir.
Or did we see Yahshua coming back in the sky?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That we've been at a place where we've done everything we can to forge forward. Righteousness, man, that was worth living for.
Yes.
This is worth living for.
Yes, it is. Yes. Come on.
See what I'm saying? You know, because what's happening in the world, this is why people going with it. That's why you see so many churches they're starting to change their mindset and change their stance on, you know, these lifestyles. You know, they change their stance. They switch hitting right now.
Yes, sir.
And we can't change. We can't, you know, it's people I know that, you know, me and Gabby was talking yesterday. I mean, no, a couple of days ago, we was talking about some of the people that we had known in our life. If they wasn't living an alternative lifestyle, otherwise you would be probably a good, decent person. But I can't have you connect with me because I know what's going to come out of my mouth.
That's it. Word.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah. And these people that went to grade school, high school, college, so on.
Yes, sir.
That I see you out there, but you don't understand. You have I become your enemy?
There it is.
Because I tell you the truth.
The truth.
Yeah.
The word.
See? Yeah. And that's what you're going to become.
Yes, sir.
People instantly going to flare up like a flame.
Yeah.
Yep. And be ready to burn you down because you told them some truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I look, and it's like we going to a new height.
Yes, sir.
A lot of you all, you have never been here where you getting ready to go. It's like, for me, I'm all gas. You know what I mean?
Line.
Ain't no brakes.
Brakes, sir.
Because this is what I've been waiting on.
Oh, yeah. Endurance.
You hear me? I promise you.
Yeah.
If you know me, if you really know me, then you know.
Yes, sir.
Because some of y'all, you should have been watching in them season.
Yeah. That's it.
You should have been seeing me. See, people passed out ain't been here.
Right.
El Rubens ain't been here.
Yeah.
You been here.
Yes, sir.
You seen behind the scenes.
Come on, sir.
You should know that I go.
Yes.
Them is my brothers. But they got the community they got to run.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You been here.
That's right.
And if y'all ain't show you faith, if y'all ain't show you strength, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you that. Guess what? Through all the seasons, my desire to do this ain't burnt out.
That's it. Yes, sir.
It's only got greater because I'm telling you. See, because I've always been a shark. Once I get a bite off of it, if I get the whole thing in my mouth, I'm going to listen. I'm going to get it.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I'm telling you. And it's like, you know, we all sit around and talk. This ain't about, we ain't in, all right, let's prove. This ain't no proving season. This, like, you know, I got an analogy that I always, you know, talk to some of the brothers about, you know, and especially, you know, Brother Dante, you know, more readily because I used to talk to Brother Chris and I used to talk to JT and some of the other guys at the gym about it all the time, but you know, my analogy was, you know, we used to take this, it wasn't a goji berry tincture, but it was like this little, it wasn't a tincture though. But yeah, it was like a little juice they sell. It was called Nature Red. And so that ain't important. I don't even know if it's still around. You know what I mean? It could be around, it might not. But in us studying it and finding out about the goji berry and how powerful it was, this Ningxia Red was more powerful for the aspects of the Ningxia Red. But before I get into that, the goji berry itself in Ningxia, China, this is a daily thing that they add in when they go pick fresh goji berries. They have teas, soups. It's a part of just your just general eating. You know, when I look and I saw what it is, what they compared it to, they said, here's the general age population, 90s and up. And that's a part of their thing. I'm like, wow, what in the world? You know, it's a marketing or not, it's still the fact that, you know, I know what goji berries does, you know. And so the thing about the Ningxia Red goji berry drink is that the goji berries that they harvest was the goji berries that sit down in the valley of the mountain. So all the goji berries that grew up on the mountainside and all the other vegetation that grew on the mountainside, when they begin to fizzle out and not really get the nutrients that it should, all of the sediments from that nutrients flow downhill into the valley.
Yes,
I mean, they flow down in the valley, and these goji berries get everything.
Yes, sir.
See, and that's why I feel like straightway KC, man, we just been down in the valley.
Yes, sir.
We've been soaking up going to communities. Yeah. We've been seeing it being built. We've been seeing it happen. See, that's where my mind been this whole time. By the time this fruit pop, right here.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's what I know. That's why I'm carefully watching and making sure that, and I'm letting you know, I'm just kindly letting you know, this is a certain fruit.
Yes, sir.
What we're going to do is, it's got to be there. Because it can't be this long, and then, you know what I mean? You blowing a balloon up, you do three puffs, pop, and it popped out.
Nuh-uh.
We should better get 50 puffs out there.
Come on.
Why? Because it should be that red.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
And so that's what we're talking about. You know, and this is what is expected of the saints who are going to endure to the end. The saints is going to endure to the end. That's what he said. He's going to throw in the sickle because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
It's right.
I mean, these ones been enduring. They done raised up children.
Oh,
yes. And they done raised up children. Mm-hmm. They done successfully came out of the world. They done endured all the ridicule.
That's it.
You done endured all the just everything that have come about. Now we done made it to the point where ain't no buying and selling.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I'm going to have a shortened time just to say, Jacob.
Yep.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, just being ready, and that's what I look at community as. It's just like now we get a chance to go back to what I was telling y'all in 2008. We was having, it wasn't really Bible study, but that, you know, it's like it was on my heart to just read a couple of verses. Because what we were really doing in 2008 was having little the world coming to an end. New World Order and all, you know what I mean? We was having them type of meetings and showing people Alice Jones and all. When we got stacked, we still got all those stacks of CDs. You know what I mean? I forget that one video, man, that was the revision that we got from Ron. So they were showing how this is all part was taking place, how everything was getting rolled out and rolled into a new stance of how things were going to take place, right?
Yeah.
And so in dealing with that, in dealing in a lot of those things, you know, that was my biggest concern. But the other piece was, you know, and I know Jesus is going to do something too, so I'll read a few few verses. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want there to be nothing. I'm not no pastor, nothing. I'm not trying to do nothing like that. I'm not a, back then, I said, I ain't no pastor type dude. You know what I mean? Because I know I ain't that cat that's going to be standing on Sunday morning lying, and. So I'm not that. That's why I had my head about pastor. I definitely ain't this dude.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And so then it came to me, you know, get ready. You know what I mean? Start getting in the word. I'm gonna open up your understanding. All you know, these type of things is getting dropped on me. I'm like, nah, yeah, man, I ain't even gonna need. We can get no heat. We're gonna keep reading these couple of verses. Let it be. I don't even really know what it means. We're gonna read a couple of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. Yeah, Brother Adam said, fall of the Republic. Yes, sir. But then I remember that the season when that pressure got applied, it was, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, business was booming. You know, the coffee business we have, we got in that little company, man. And in 24 days, man, we hit about $24,000 in sales. You know what I mean? It was really shorter than that. Really 14 days. We were moving. We had all the statues, all these award ceremonies we were going to. They had the deal in St. Louis, had the big one down in Dallas. Wow. We was on the way. Cause I know I'm gifted in town. I know I am. And boy, that thing got shut down, boy, all of a sudden, pop. I'm talking about all like all in a day, all this happened. Man, look at my bank account, money gone. People come by knocking on the door. We're putting them little yellow stickers and pink stickers on the door. Cell phone get shut off. I'm like, man, what in the? I was getting ready to pay. We was going to go to New Orleans the next week. Everything stopped just like that. And I'm wondering why, what is going on? By the time we were going through 3 weeks of that, we came in too. You better keep the set. Mm-hmm. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And ever since then, we've been keeping the cap the Sabbath ever since then. And ever since then, the work has started. Because y'all start getting me ready for it. Because all of a sudden, there was little things that Gabby would want me to pray for her for. And I'm like, I remember the first time she asked me to pray, I'm like, me? You need to call somebody. I'm not thinking about it. I'm like, can you pray for me? I'm like, can I pray for you? Girl, do you know who I am? You don't want no nigga praying for you, know what I mean? You know what I mean, boy? Y'all bring me a long way, boy. I'm saying the journey is long, but y'all hear me? I see why I'm rejoicing in y'all. But lo and behold, man, I start praying for her, and I watch it like something was going on. You would get these little healings. They ask me again. And I'm saying to myself, now it's getting, it's like, it's starting to get scary. I'm like, I'm not going to keep praying for you, because I don't want to become nothing. You know what I mean? But I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not no person to be laying hands on people. You know what I mean? And then it slowly was so turning that. And I remember all of a sudden, Brother Chris, and Jalon, they bring this lady over to the house. Talking about she need, her son need prayer and all that. I'm like, well, why she gotta come? I'm like, why we can't take them somewhere? I'm just saying myself, like, well, bro, y'all should have prayed for her at the, why ain't pray for her at the place? Nah, bro, I just wanted to come over there, man. I knew we did. If we brought her over there, you know, we probably, you know, just, you know, man, just pray for her. I'm thinking this whole time, this woman on the wheel, I'm like, Father, what is this turning into? And I prayed, brother. Because I know she called back, said she had the doctor's office. Her son been here on the Senate report and this and that. I'm like, wow. You see what I'm saying? So with all that being said, it just now y'all see why it sums up where we going with this?
Yes, sir.
With this community and what we gotta do. Because see, I believe with us is us knowing that what your journey has been and your journey messing with what our journey has been and then what our overall journey has been. And knowing y'all is restoring and healing us through and through, inside and out.
Thank you, Father.
We've been delivered from all the past generational things.
Yes.
We're bringing our children out here to break the bond and the ban.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Of all of these things that have been upon us for generations and generations, now we get to finally come out and wash ourselves in the newness of life and the newness of the blood.
Oh, yes.
You know, and so that's what it is. So that's what I've been laying in the bed, just seeing that tent lit up and just us out there praising the Most High Yah.
Yes, sir.
And just, man, I was in service today, man. Just I seen us just out here, man, just rejoicing.
Oh, yeah.
And it just blew me away, man. Doing service, I was like, wow. And I just, you know, because that's all I just want to be around is people, man.
That's it.
I want to be around a bunch of people.
Right, come on. Come on.
Around a bunch of people that you don't know why you here. You can't get around. Man, I'm tired of being around people like that, man. It's amazing. You don't know why you living, bro. You don't know who y'all is.
There it is.
So let me read this last thing to you, man. I want to point something out. And I'm going to leave y'all with this thought on the goodness of y'all. When you know y'all, these are the type of things that you do. So I'm going to take something that's written here in 2 Maccabees chapter 2 about Yirmiyahu. And, you know, we talked about this. Like I told him, I was talking to Brother Danny, and I said, you know, if we take the greatness of Yah, And we come into the knowledge of who he is, then we can take Yah exactly as that, because no one has a great and mighty Elohim such as Yah so close to them as our people.
Very true.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Nobody has that.
None.
You, out of all people on this earth.
Oh, yeah.
And the only one to have an Elohim.
Oh, yes.
That is living, that is great.
Yes.
That is mighty.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
Only you. And see,
that's
the scheme of the enemy is to trick you out of that.
Yes, sir.
To trick you out of knowing just that. See, me knowing that I have a mighty Elohim, it empowers me daily when stuff arrives.
Oh, yes.
You know, when these things, it's just like this. So you ask Pastor Corey, how do you go through all these situations? Well, man, listen, what do I know?
Right.
There it is.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah.
I know that I got a mighty Elohim.
That's right.
Yeah. Other people don't have a mighty Elohim. I do. Yeah.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if I invoke the name of Yahweh,
it's
something going to happen. If you invoke the name of Baal, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
Nothing. If you invoke the name of Yahweh,
something gonna happen.
Something gonna happen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you implore Yahweh in the name of Jesus,
yes, sir.
Right?
Going down.
It's going down.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I was talking to Brother Danny, and you know, and I said, man, it just things blow you away when you start to see things lay out the way they shape up. You know, the faith of the Most High Yah. Now, you know, these are things that we came across in just searching for Christ. And I remember there was a story laid forth on how the blood of Yahshua, when he was crucified, it seeped through a crack on that mount that he was on, and it happened to spill onto the mercy seat. All right?
Yes, sir.
And you know, when you start to look at that, it's like, okay, because the blood of Yahshua is the sign of a new covenant.
Yes.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. And really, if it fell on the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, then it renewed the old covenant. You know what I mean? Yes. Because it's just the same covenant, new blood on.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Right? See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, in looking at this, you know, I was telling him, I said, well, how is that possible? How is things like this possible through Yah? Well, look at this. We're going to read here in 2 Maccabees chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, one finds in the records that the prophet Yirmiyahu ordered those who were being deported to take some of the fire, as has been mentioned, and that the prophet, after giving them the law, instructed those who were being deported not to forget the commandments of Yah, or to be led astray in their thoughts on seeing gold and silver statues and their adornment. And with other similar words, he exhorted them that the law should not depart from their hearts. All right, here
yes,
it is.
Yes,
all right, now, but the point we're going to, see, I'm gonna say something about what I just read. But the part that I'm talking about most is that Yirmiyahu went and hid the Ark of the Covenant in this cave. He sealed it up and he said some certain words after it was sealed to those who was following him.
Yes.
But then you find that this is a true miracle, that the blood, when he was being sacrificed, when Christ was impaled, that the blood spilled out onto this place where that mercy seat was hid. Then it's like, well, wait a minute, how can that happen? You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not bringing no heresy or hearsay. You know, my point is that Yah does mysterious things.
He does.
You know, Yah does many miraculous wonders. Doesn't?
He does.
Is that short of him?
No, sir.
Right now, but my question is this: if this covenant is not going to be important later on, why did Jeremiah admonish those being deported to not forget the commandments and to not let the law depart from their hearts?
Yes.
See, that always blew me away. With Christianity, it's like, why? It seemed like, yeah, you pressed this, you was killing folks for this law. You pressed this law this hard.
Everlasting.
Come on. To take it away?
Nuh-uh.
And I'm trying to find out, you know, even in the prophets, would Jeremiah indicate anywhere that we would need this law no more?
No, sir.
He didn't. So when I look at this, I'm looking at how when they were going astray, he said, don't let you know, don't be led astray in your thoughts. See that?
Yes, sir.
Remember we just talking about this?
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? See, that's what, you know what defeat thoughts? Knowledge. Knowledge of defeat thoughts.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let's keep reading. It was also in the same document that the prophet, having received an oracle, ordered that the tent and the ark should follow with him, and that he went out to the mountain where Moshe had gone up and had seen the inheritance of Yah. Yirmiyahu came and found a cave dwelling, and he brought there the tent and the ark and the altar of incense. Then he sealed up the entrance. Some of those who followed him came intending to mark the way, but could not find it. All right. Now listen to Jeremiah's words right here. When Yirmiyahu learned of it, he rebuked them. Now see, some of y'all have been mad. This has always been the way our people.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you know what I mean? What rebuke for?
Correct.
To correct you.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
That's right.
He rebuked them and declared the place, watch this, shall remain unknown until Yah gathers his people again and shows his mercy. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so I'm gonna stop right there. You know, because like I was telling Danny, I said, wow, and I said, where did Christ come? Christ came to gather his people.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Jim, we're not just talking about, you know, just for a short stint, because this is the true gathering,
yes,
of the sheep.
Yes, it is.
All those other times where they were being put back in the temple, they led, they you know, Israel's result was only the same thing, to be scattered again.
Yes.
This time you're being scattered to tabernacle with Yahshua and the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And he said that this Ark of the Covenant should be locked up until then. So, and I was just like, wow, okay, well, if so, then the blood of Jesus now made alive this covenant for us.
Yes, it did.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
In the gathering, this is why we have a covenant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the mercy has been extended. But look where he brought us. Brought all us from these lives of sin and transgression.
Yes, sir.
To not give you a chance to, like Pastor say, to be called the sons of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, you know, when you reflect on the goodness of the Most High Yah, and what he is doing, you know, we know that, you know, Yah has always made a way.
Yes, sir.
For us. And he's just like he's making a way for us now.
Oh, yes.
You know, you look at events like this, Jeremiah hiding the Ark of the Covenant, mm-hmm, and these holy vestments that belongs to Yah. And he rebuked the people for trying to go see it. You know, those words that he said to me was profound, because it speaks so much volume that he didn't even know that the time of those things being found, you know. And I'm not gonna go into the whole depth of that, because I, you know, it's so many other things you gotta evaluate with the event of trying, you know, looking up and finding the Ark of the Covenant, because number one, the priest is the only one can touch it.
True.
You know what I mean? And the high priest is in Shemaim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And they didn't go get it.
Nope.
You know, so it's a lot to evaluate, but my point is the fact that Christ's blood and what he has done, he is allowing for the true end gathering of Yah's people to be gathered back home to take place.
Yes, sir.
And see, and this is a mark and a step for us.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that's what you gotta remember day after day. See, that's what I'm saying. Cause I'm reading what I'm saying. I don't want to, you know, and I only read why I went live today because we got Saints in KC, but I might as well share it with the Saints, period. It may encourage you all as well. But my thing is that there's no need at this point to be unevenly yoked with unbelief. You say, well, how am I unbelieving? Actions.
You would do it. That's right.
Fruit.
The word of word.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Actions say whether you're a believer or not. Mm-hmm. You know, it just get dark, doesn't it?
Maybe a little bit.
But, you know, actions say that, you know, whether or not you're a believer or unbeliever.
Yes, sir.
And at this point, for me, this is what I'm closing with, is that I'm not out here for fun.
Come on.
I'm out here to gain life.
Come on. Come on.
You don't come way out to this to bring all your old habits and all and all what you've been in the last 40 and 50 years in your life. You ain't, that ain't what you came out here for. You came out here so that you can yell and scream and call on the name of Yahweh.
That's it.
And walk upright.
Yes, sir.
And don't grow lethargic.
That's right.
And dizzy. I hate saying dizziness. And lethargy.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't figure out whether you're going or coming because your mind is not on the Most High Yah. See, doing this, you know it. I mean, that's what the joy in the work comes.
Oh yes.
Because you know that Yah is behind the work of your hand. You know, Yah, he is the one fueling you to put something in place where children can again choose Yah.
Here it is. Hallelujah.
See, and when Satan get in the way, he will destroy that and mess that up because of spirit. If I don't understand that no more now, I understand why and how people carry spirits. Because Satan, all he needs is just to be one person over from you, to be in working with you to destroy what Yah want to work through you.
Yes,
see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to repeat it because I don't think I can. Go back and watch it. But in the simplistic form, Yah would love to work through the person next to you to destroy what he want to work through you. And that's why it's highly important for you to understand being evenly yoked. It's highly important for you to understand that you have a job to do. And that's why a lot of people don't get about living and dwelling in community. Man, it's going to be hard to be saved by yourself, boy. Because I mean, it's already hard dwelling by yourself. And I remember when we first got fellowship, I was thinking, before I found Straightway, well, it was just us in the house, and we was trying to keep the Shabbat. Mm-hmm. And we started telling all the people, everybody was leaving and not. I'm like, damn, are we gonna be doing this by ourselves? That was the first thing it was crazy.
Yeah.
And y'all was like, no, you gonna do it by yourself.
That's it.
And he pointed us to some people.
Got a peep. That's right.
Like, wow. They really doing. They find out they've been doing.
Oh yes.
Passed out. Was doing this, boy. I was. I graduated 1995. You hear that, Cole? Passed out. Was already doing this. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's how you think about it. Then I go back to my prayer in 2008. He kept passing on that path till I ran into you at the end of 2010. Beginning of 2011.
Yeah.
2022, boy. Now we get to do it.
Praise
way the hell down the road.
Hallelujah.
We get to do it. praise y'all. I pray too, Sister A, that you and Sister, you and Brother Tamu is in community also, man. Because I mean, Sister, you are laboring. I see the work that you're doing, and I just, you know when people love y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they just want to offer themselves up. Yes. As a living sacrifice. You don't care about this life. You just want your life to be a living sacrifice.
Come on.
Yes. So, bless y'all, Israel. We're going to close out in prayer. And we're going to shut this down. But I just wanted to leave that brief exhortation that was a little over an hour. I don't know if you call that brief. But praise y'all anyway.
Hallelujah.
Y'all give y'all a hand. Praise,
praise y'all. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the most powerful, the
yes,
most
you are,
mighty.
Yes, you are.
You are the most high.
Yes, you are.
Who sit at the highest heights of heaven. The heavens is your throne, Father.
Yes.
The earth is your footstool.
Yes.
You say, indeed, the whole earth is mine, Father. That's why, Father, we have authority in this earth, Father, because you are our Father.
Yes, you are, Master.
You are the one, Father, that make known the good and right ways, Father, that we should live. We have blessed you today, Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
We have rested in you. We thank
hallelujah.
You today.
Thank you.
We just ask you, Father, to loose upon us, Father, this day, Father, more wisdom, more understanding,
yes, God,
that we are able to serve you in an even greater capacity,
please,
Father. We command the healing that was loose
2,000
years ago,
in the name
Father,
of Jesus,
over Mother Melissa right now, Father. We loose the healing that was loose 2,000 years ago, Father, all over her body, over her mind,
in the name
Father,
of Jesus.
All in that house, Father. We are clapping right now, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
You are, Father.
Hallelujah.
We are rejoicing right now.
Hallelujah.
This ministry, Father, waking up the minds of people who were doubting, who didn't know that we were already healed, Father. I thank you for that word today.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Wake up your people, Father. Let us know, Father, that we have the ability and the power to call on the name of
oh,
Jesus,
yes,
Father,
hallelujah.
And to be healed, Father, and to be restored.
Praise
Make
back.
Us whole right now, Father. Let our trust forever be in you. You are worthy, God.
You are worthy.
Your name is worthy.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Everything that you do, Lord, we bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we are so strengthened right now. Because of your word and your name, Father,
yes, God,
that it will never fall to the ground. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Bless each and every one of your children in this corner and the other three corners of the earth, Father,
yes,
that
God.
We shall continue to serve you with all our heart,
yes,
all our might and all our soul,
yes,
Father, that we endure to the end,
oh,
that
yes,
we shall see you
in the name of Jesus.
Face to face, Father,
yes,
and we shall rejoice. In the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua, let the house of Israel say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless y'all, love y'all. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat.